USA News, I'm Lance Prime. An IRS investigator is defending his claim that Hunter Biden got special treatment from the Justice Department in his tax case. Gary Shapley told multiple news outlets this week the U.S. attorney investigating the president's son was blocked from bringing charges outside of Delaware and did not have full control of the case. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says if he's elected president, he'll eliminate four federal agencies to reduce the size of government. On Fox News this week, DeSantis said he would close the Departments of Education, Commerce, Energy, and the IRS to reduce the size and scope of government. Bad weather mixed with upcoming holiday travel isn't boding well for those who plan on flying.
Thousands of flights have been delayed and canceled all across the U.S. this week. The TSA's Patty Mancha is urging people traveling over the July 4th holiday to pack some patience.
If you're traveling this week from Friday to Wednesday, you're going to wait. If you're traveling early in the morning, you're going to wait even longer.
Mancha says, believe it or not, everyone working at the airport is on your side.
The airport, the airline, TSA, all of our employees, they're working together to get you and your family to your final destination. Give us a little grace.
She's also encouraging travelers to check with their airlines to make sure their flight is still a go before heading to the airport. I'm John Schaefer.
16 people are hurt after an Amtrak train collides with a truck near Los Angeles, California. Three cars derailed yesterday when the passenger train hit a water truck that was sitting on the tracks. The train was traveling from Seattle to Los Angeles with nearly 200 people inside when it hit a truck in the town of Moore Park. That's about 50 miles northwest of Los Angeles. All the passengers were evacuated from the train. The Ventura County Sheriff's Office is investigating why the truck was sitting on the tracks. USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Domingo Herman threw the 24th perfect game in Major League Baseball history yesterday as the New York Yankees blanked the Oakland A's 11-0. Herman needed just 99 pitches to record the first perfect game since Felix Hernandez in 2012. It's also the fourth perfect game in Yankees franchise history. National Geographic has laid off the last of its staff writers. The cuts come as parent company Walt Disney has let go thousands of staffers across its divisions this year. A company spokesman said that National Geographic will continue to publish a monthly magazine. The union for UPS drivers warns of an imminent strike, perhaps as soon as next week.
The UPS Teamsters want the delivery company to produce their final offer on Friday. It comes in the wake of a failed negotiation meeting earlier in the week. Teamsters General President Sean O'Brien warned of a work stoppage of historic proportions if a deal is not reached. Over 340,000 UPS employees could walk off the job in the potential strike, causing massive disruptions to the U.S. supply chain. So far, the two sides have agreed on in-truck air conditioning and heat shields, but not much else. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Actor Pete Davidson is entering rehab for his mental health. TMZ is reporting Davidson has checked himself into a program to get help with his PTSD and depression. The comedian has been candid about his health struggles and says he periodically goes to rehab to better himself. Lance Pry, USA News.
USA News, on demand. On your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia. She says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today. USAPodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.